You're listening to IsraelScene.com, and I'm Steve.
And this is Yoram.
Well, that's good to know. Anyway, we have a very special program today, and Yoram will explain the details, so go for it.
One of our programs recently, we talked about Israel's attitude towards peace and the Israeli and Jewish contribution to what the planet needs, which is peace. And today I thought we'd play some peace music from Israel. It seems that almost every well-known group here sings a peace song. Many of them sing their own song, their own peace song. And I have three that I'd like to share with you all. In that program, we also played the classic Israeli peace song, Shira Shalom, the Song of Peace, by Lakat HaNachal, the Army Nachal Entertainment Unit. And this time we'll start off with another version of the same song that's very different. And this one will be by Shlomo Bar, who was the founder of the Brera TV, the natural alternative, first East-West, first world music group in Israel back in the 80s. Maybe it was even the 70s. And that'll be a very different version of Shir LaShalom. And I think it's very exciting. I think you'll like it.
Good. I look forward to it. Here we go.
השמש לעלות לבוקר להאיר הזכה שבתפילות אותנו לא תחזיר Cavanero Uve Avar Nitman Bechimar Lo Yahiro Lo Yahsiro Shirei Halev Shiru, Shira Shalom Al Tihashu Tfila Shiru, Shira Shalom
ולא למלחמות
Shalom. I'm telling you, hit me so deep. I was in almost an ecstatic state.
You got to be at the performance. They end their show with this often, and it goes on and on. I mean, he keeps ending it and ending it and then picking it up and then ending it.
Everybody must be dancing.
Everybody goes totally out of their minds.
Peace trance music.
Truly. I forgot to mention that the other person singing on this particular version is David D'Or, who is a wonderful, wonderful...
Great talent.
Talent, and this is a CD of David D'Or and Shlomo Bar together, which will be available or is available on cdisrael.com. It's a wonderful CD. It has the best of Shlomo, and I think David, who's got a very rough voice, it's a very, it's like trained and literally rough, but very powerful. And then David D'Or is like the sophistication of voices, and the two of them together are a wonderful combination. Whoever thought that went up was pure genius.
Just a moment, cdisrael.com is now going to be, is now on our links.
Good.
So if somebody will go to just links on our website, CD Israel will be right there.
It's a form of nepotism, of like giving a little break here to the family, myself, my personal part of our family. And we have a lot of music on there
that great
most people
service.
don't get to hear because it's relatively obscure, and most of the web services carry the big and the popular and the very well known, and what I'm really specializing in is more obscure and maybe even better or deeper versions of
certainly interesting
music.
Exciting.
I want to introduce the second Shir LaShalom, the second peace song. This was played at the first anniversary celebration of the Oslo Accords. They made a party out of it. They really thought something wonderful had happened.
That's the only thing that was exciting about the whole operation.
What can I say? There were other exciting parts, but this was a celebration of the signing of the Accords in Oslo. The music starts, and then there's a noise, which is an applause, as a choir of young Arab and Jewish children come out to sing. And when the audience sees these young children coming out to sing, they begin to applaud very heavily. and it's almost on the level of noise. We were listening to it one night, and we had let it run. It's the last cut on this CD. And we were ready in bed, and all of a sudden this sound came on, and it sounded like hail on a metal roof, only it was summertime, and our roof isn't made out of metal.
Wow.
So it was a very confusing thing until the next morning when I got to looking and listening to it and realizing what it was. And then I spoke to somebody who told me the story of the performance. The group that's playing is Yair Dalal's group. Yair Dalal.
Oh, he's wonderful.
He is wonderful.
His CDs are great.
There's a lot of nice music on this CD. This is his first CD, and as time goes by, I hope we'll play some more of it. And this, too, again, is available on cdisrael.com. So let's listen to this version of our longing and of our very deep and innermost call.
بين رعدين وعواصف أجتاح
Talk about sending you into ecstasy. Wow, I love him. He's just unbelievable.
The singer is not Yair Dalal. Yair Dalal is the one who was playing the oud at the beginning, and he's also the orchestrator, the arranger, and the leader of this particular...
Who is singing that? I always thought it was him.
Listen to the story. One day, I'm sitting at home listening to this, and I call up my insurance agent.
It wasn't your insurance agent.
And the secretary says, oh, that's my brother. And I said, who's your brother? And she said, the guy, the one who's singing this song. I said, wait a minute, how could that be your brother? Because I always assumed it was Yair Dalal singing. I didn't realize Yair Dalal really isn't the singer. So she explained to me that that was her brother, and he was a singer, and he's singing, and this was what he sang. He sang this particular. And then I said, well, what's he singing now? She said, he stopped singing. I said, why? She said, he became religious. And I thought, oh, man.
That's all the more reason to
Isn't
sing.
Isn't that something? It's such a religious song.
I can't figure this out.
I can't figure
this
out.
I really can't. This is the time of great celebration. You should be singing every moment.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what religion or some of that stuff is really about. So that was Yair Dalal at the first anniversary of the Oslo Accords. And I was just thinking of how interesting it is that not only is it mostly the Jews, Israelis who sing about peace, but I was remembering when Anwar Sadat was assassinated, it was the Israelis who mourned the death of the Egyptian president, where in many parts of the Arab world it was celebrated. And in a very simple-minded and simple sort of way, I think that really speaks to the who we are. And sadly enough, it also speaks to who they are. And enough said about that, because that's sort of a tricky area to get into. The last peace song I wanted for us to play tonight is a song that's become, I think, quite well known and often sung in American synagogues. It's also a peace song. It's called Salam, because Salam, the Arab word for peace, is very present in the song. It's by a group called Sheva, which is very popular.
Wonderful
group. One of the
newer
world music groups in Israel that became very, very popular very quickly now. They seem to have realigned themselves as putting out individual albums.
They have three CDs out, don't they?
And they have three CDs out, all of which are available at IsraelCD.com. This particular one has some very, very fine music. Again, we'll play more of it as time goes on. It's called Celestial Wedding. And this is their peace song called Salam.
Shalom aleinu, yavo shalom aleinu ve'al kula. Shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu, yavo shalom aleinu ve'al kulam. Salam aleinu ve'al kol ha'olam. Salam, salam. Salam, salam, eh, eh.
shalom aleinu. Yavo shalom aleinu. Yavo shalom aleinu.
In this case, the Salam song and the wonderful version they do of Shir HaMa'alot are very popular music at nightclubs here, which is very strange in a way to have a whole nightclub full of people dancing to this music.
Isn't it cool?
You know, with all that we think of nightclubs and young people and drinking and all the chaos that goes on in these clubs. And when Sheva performs, and they perform several times in a club called Ha'aman Shvasre in Jerusalem, and they sing Shir HaShalom and they sing Shir HaMa'alot, it's just an amazing experience to see people just dancing their brains out to the messages, to the music and to the message, I think is probably what it's about. Yes, so these are three songs that express this long-standing Jewish attitude towards peace. The word shalom coming from shlemut, which means wholeness, completeness. And I think this is what we really are about, more than the quality or the quantity of land that we hold, more than our wealth, more than our success as entrepreneurs and in all kinds of mediums and in all kinds of enterprises. We are really about this concept of fullness, completeness, and peace. Shalom.
Shalom.